Now it's time to look at your burning genetics questions with the help of naked scientist Martha Enriquez.
How does the body make fingerprints? Lister McGrath in South Africa wanted to know whether the same prints get regenerated after an accident like a burn. Eli Sprecher, the director of the dermatology unit at Tel Aviv Sourasky Medical Center, says no.
Fingerprints, as you know, are characteristic of every individual human being, and actually they are not identical, even in identical twins, which means that the formation is influenced not only by genetic or inner characteristic of the individual, but also by some environmental stimuli. So they actually form as a result of some interaction between the upper part of the skin, which is called the epidermis, and the lower part of the skin, which projects into the upper part of the skin and is called the dermis. And when this lower part of the skin is affected by any form of trauma, might be burn or, you know, some treatment with some form of acid, then the signal transmitted from the dermis to the epidermis is lost, and as a consequence, the fingerprints are either malformed or do not form at all.
And what do we know about how fingerprints are formed in development in the first place?
Now, we know very, very little about what are the mechanisms and the signals at the molecular level which are regulating the formation of fingerprints. Actually, one of the only truly significant piece of knowledge that we have about that is coming from the study of a very rare disease where people are actually lacking fingerprints from birth. So by studying this disease, it appears that there is one protein that is missing in these individuals, which is called SMARCAT1. And this is actually the only piece of information that we have so far about the molecular mechanism regulating the formation of fingerprints. So it's still quite a mystery.
That was Eli Sprecher at the Sourasky Medical Center in Tel Aviv.
If you've got any questions about genes, DNA and genetics you want us to answer, just email them to genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet @nakedgenetics or post on the Naked Scientist Facebook page.